Hey everybody, this is Ross the Boss with the Minnesota Rodcast, coming to you from Pelican Lake in Orr, Minnesota. As always, we're here to talk about northern Minnesota and all the fun recreational activities and winter seasons and fishing mostly, and providing as much information as we can for you guys. Today my guest is a longtime customer here at Cabin O'Pines named Jerry Norton. And Jerry came up this week to do some ice fishing with me on Pelican, as well as some ice fishing on a few other lakes later this weekend. And I wanted to bring Jerry in and ask him a little bit about how the fishing's been and a little bit about his history in the area, too. We saw some good and some bad this week. The conditions were fantastic, and I would say the fishing was... What would you say, Jerry?
Good one day, bad the next.
Good one day, the day that the weather was lousy.
That's right. Cloud cover, fishing's good for crappies.
2 days, actually, because there were two sunny days that we didn't catch anything.
That's correct.
And this time of year, we're early March now. The fish are a little bit more finicky.
Finicky. Good term. Oxygen levels are low. Weeds have died down over the winter.
Yeah, it's kind of past the prime. I would like to think during the summer season that June and July are really peak fishing, and then you get into August and September and it slows down. It's tougher. You have to spend usually twice as many hours fishing to catch as many fish as you would in half or even less of that time earlier in the season, June and July. And maybe that's kind of how winter is too. Early ice, December, January seems to just be, it's just a shooting fish in a barrel kind of thing. And now it's a little bit tougher, but we had fun. We'll get to a little bit more about how our week went, but just to chat with Jerry here a little bit and give you guys some history and some of his background. How long have you been coming to Pelican Lake, Jerry?
Oh gosh, it's been 30 plus years anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you started out camping?
No, started out at a friend's house on the east shore of Saunders Bay. My friend's dad wanted to retire on Pelican Lake, so when he did, he needed help with the house and stuff. So we would come up and help them, and that's how I got to know Pelican Lake.
So that was early 80s?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Early to mid 80s. And then as he got older and sold his house, then I had to do something else, and that's when we started camping and renting cabins up here.
Were they still catching those big bluegills back then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, that was before my time. All I see are pictures of those. And we do catch an occasional pound or pound and a half bluegill, but it's not as common anymore. No. And back then it was, they would bring in buckets of them.
Yeah, you'd catch your limit and you'd have fish for 6 months.
Well, some guys would catch more than their limit.
Yes.
And the limits were higher. You could keep, what, 30, 40 bluegills back then?
And then 1 year, it was done. Could never figure it out. Catch the big ones 1 year, the next year, done.
Really?
Yeah. Could never understand that.
Did you ever come ice fishing in those years?
Never did. Working for a living, concentrated on fishing around home.
So my next question is... for you, how has the lake changed over the years? And that would be one example, the bluegills.
That's one example.
Their size. And,
walleye fishing has picked up, I think, too, over the years.
I would agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would agree.
The lake, still beautiful. Still beautiful.
You can go back, and we've got lots of pictures to prove that there's always been nice walleyes in this lake, but I think the efforts by the DNR to be putting more fry and fingerlings in And I think the electronics are getting better, and maybe if there had been a healthier population in years past, there weren't as many guys that were targeting walleyes
That's right.
because the lake wasn't known for them. I could be wrong, but
And another thing is, in the wintertime, there isn't a lot of people up here anymore either, so the lake doesn't get the pressure.
that's true. Yeah, if you took a ride across Pelican Lake right now, you would see no houses.
No houses, no ice houses, and nobody in the houses on shore, pretty much.
We didn't see a single house this
No.
week. I looked. Usually there's a few over by Island View.
Nothing.
Nothing, because we were out. Jerry came up on Monday, and we fished Monday afternoon on Pelican. And we went out north of Köppen Peterson and drilled about half a dozen holes in 30 feet. No, it was
35.
32, 34, yeah. And we didn't even mark anything.
Nothing.
So we went east. There's a small hump just north of the big rock pile on the north side of Bald Island that we found. And we drilled holes at, what was the shallowest? 10 feet?
I think so, right in there.
10. It was 10, 14, 18, and then 25 right at the edge there. And I think I marked one fish.
I'm wondering if, because this is a river system, if that has anything to do with why the lake is not that fantastic in the wintertime.
Yeah, you've mentioned that. You've said that it's not a winter lake. And until now, I would say until about 3 weeks ago, we were catching a lot of nice northerns and the occasional nice walleye too. You and I had a fun afternoon about, when was that? It was
Early
mid-January,
January,
early
yeah.
January, with walleyes and northerns and even the largemouth bass too. We were catching all three of them in the same hole. And now we've tried that, because later that afternoon, the third place that we went was that same spot, and we didn't catch anything there either. So it really just has kind of shut off like a light switch on Pelican Lake. And with maybe some more time to do some more scouting, I guess the only place really to look anymore, it would be either shallow or
Shallow weeds,
yeah,
where the
shallow
sun is
weeds,
hitting.
or maybe deep weeds. I don't think we tried deep weeds.
No, deep weeds, because of the lack of sunlight, probably not. They're going to be laid down.
Or because Monday was sunny, could have been kind of the same experience we had yesterday, now on an Elephant Lake, where we didn't mark anything either. Yeah, this lake was just tough. It's been really tough to find the crappies. I only caught two this winter. So, yeah, that's interesting. And so you're still here, still coming to Pelican Lake, and probably plan to
Oh, yeah.
in
I
the
know
future.
when the fishing's good. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the other lakes around here that you like to fish.
There's Black Duck and Elephant. Those two are right real close to each other, and they're good fishing. I've been to Cabotogama. I haven't been there for a few years now, but that was real good walleye up there.
Have you ever fished Myrtle?
I have. That's another good lake too. Yeah, good crappie and good walleye in there.
I guess they do have an ice road out on Myrtle Lake
I heard that.
this winter, but it hasn't
We never
been.
did try there, did we?
No, we didn't. Let's take a break. Are you wishing you could be fishing? Pelican Lake in Orr, Minnesota is the prime location for huge, large, and smallmouth bass, northern pike, crappies, bluegills, and trophy walleyes. With a variety of beautiful resorts and lodges to choose from, with modern cabins right on the water, you can bring your own boat or have one fueled and waiting on your own private dock. When you're done catching your limit, visit Voyageurs National Park, the Boundary Waters Canoe Area, or see wild black bears at the Vinschoot Wildlife Sanctuary. Visit fishnorthernminnesota.com today, and we'll see you this summer. I heard you got a new fish house this week.
Yeah, I did. You know, I had that other big, that was a, I'm not sure the brand, but it was a single wall, you know, fish house. And, you know, it was cold in there when the wind blew.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. And then one day I saw a special that Fleet Farm was having on these last year's model of Thermal X fish shacks. And so it was such a good deal, I had to buy one. And it really is nice. Do you know that? Because you fished out of it yesterday. It's like a big difference.
Yeah, it's kind of the new standard now is that thicker
The double
canvas material.
Yeah, in kind of, what would you call it, quilted?
Yeah.
Kind of quilted.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, real nice. Wind doesn't blow through it, and they've really figured out, you know, there's more storage inside and more light, you know, more windows.
Yeah, the just overall the
design
has gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
Because mine is a much older, it's the same exact system, and the idea is the same. They've been able to upgrade the, somebody's been thinking about how to make them better, so. same with all the gear. I upgraded my auger this winter too to...
Oh, we both did.
To a battery-powered one, which has been... it's been a breeze.
Yeah, it's really an improvement.
Holy buckets, those things.
You had a two-stroke auger, and that was kind of light, and if it ran, it ran good.
Yep, had a nice bit on it, and for all of last winter, it ran great. Yeah. And I didn't have an auger either, and Jerry, you'd come up that first winter I was here, and we'd used your auger a few times, and you knew that I didn't have one, and so you found that auger for me. How did you find that thing?
Well, found it on the road.
What?
Driving through town one day, and there's an auger laying there. So I swung around the block, picked her up, and now you've got an auger.
That was so. So this man, Jerry Norton here, that's kind of his MO. He's
treasures. I like the treasures.
Treasures, anywhere and everywhere, and some of them they've been some good stories. And this one, it was so perfect because we had just been ice fishing, and Jerry knew that I didn't have an auger, and
my auger weighed a ton.
And and when he texted me the video, he was just so excited. He said, "You'll never believe what I found this time," And it was a newer model, and it was a little banged up, probably because it fell out of the back of some guy's pickup.
Yeah.
But he fired it up. He said it purred like a kitten in a creamery.
Yeah. 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 You know, we talked about that auger, and then the one I had was a Jiffy 4-stroke, and it ran on LP. And you know yourself that there was no choke in that auger. You just gave it 30 seconds for the gas to get up through the carburetor and pull the rope, and it was running. There was no warm-up time or nothing. But it being a 4-stroke, it had a crankcase on it. It was so heavy. It was just so heavy. And when you get 67 years old, you can't be hauling heavy things around.
Yeah, and the gas auger's...
Messy.
That fish house still smells like gas when I open it up, and it would get on my gloves, and then you wonder whether or not it's affecting the fishing.
Oh yeah.
And then it wouldn't. This season now, early in the year, it started flooding. I think it was there's something wrong in the carburetor, and I'd get about a hole and a half drilled. And then it would quit.
Yeah.
And two holes was all I needed. I'd get one and a half. That happened, I think, 3 or 4 times. And I said...
And now it's push the button and you're...
Yeah.
You're drilling.
Yeah. And with a charged battery, we all know how to charge a battery. It's not hard. I haven't ran one out yet. They say they can drill 30, 40 holes.
I'm
in a day. I don't think we've drilled that many yet, but yeah. I believe it.
Yeah, and the weight is just unbelievable, one-handed.
Yeah. Did yours come with an extension?
No, mine did not.
Okay.
But it did come with an extra battery.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we didn't need it yesterday. And we weren't right to the motor on it either.
No.
At any point. We probably still had 6 inches to spare.
Not like some years.
Yeah, you might need an auger extension one of these years.
Yeah, the one year we did. When we fished up here in the wintertime.
So we fished Monday on pelican, no bites. And then Tuesday, I was busy this week with some other business, and I had planned on coming with you on Tuesday to Rainy Lake. That was our plan.
Oh, yes,
Monday.
I fished up there too. Yeah.
And we got a good ice report up there this week. The conditions were good, and
never got around.
Well, Tuesday morning, my agenda stacked up,
yeah.
And I told you I had to pull out that day, but you decided to go fishing, and you went up to Elephant.
Yes.
And how'd you do up there?
Well, I brought 7 crappies home.
Nice.
Probably released 3 that were pretty small. Couple perch, but the weather was like it is today, overcast and a little snowy, and the wind was blowing.
It was windy,
and marked a lot of fish and caught some good fish. 2 of the crappies were 12 inches,
mm-hmm.
And those are nice fish. And that just shows to Goya that conditions are.
And that was a full day. You were out there by
11.
11 o'clock.
Fish till what?
5.
Maybe. No, because remember I told you at 3:30 they just shut off.
Okay.
So I probably fished till 4:30.
Okay. That's a good day.
Yeah, it was kept you interested.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, so Jerry came back Tuesday night with some nice fish. And then Wednesday, I'd actually had an appointment on Wednesday too that was changed. I decided that I wanted to go fishing, and we figured, well, we knew they were biting up on elephants, so we went back yesterday to Elephant Lake, and we didn't get out until about 1. I think we were fishing by maybe 1:15,
mm-hmm.
And same spot, but night and day with the weather, because it was bright, it was sunny, it was warm, it was calm, and we were marking a lot of fish. We were fishing about 25 feet deep, and they were coming in at about 15. But they weren't biting.
Right.
We did get a few little perch and 1 little crappie.
But
it was slow. So
the resort owner over there said that is an evening bite, and I suppose it would be when the conditions are sunny like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so today, like Jerry mentioned, the weather is a little bit more like Monday. In fact, it's a snowstorm this morning. I think we probably have about 1 inch out there so far.
Beautiful.
And it probably would be a good day. So I'm gonna cut you loose here and send you on your way. Where are you heading this weekend?
I'm going to meet some fellas at a secret lake over by Ely, Minnesota.
Yes.
It's so secret, even the fish don't know about it. So it's going to be... gonna be fun.
15-inch crappies.
I don't know. I'll let you know.
That's a big crappie. 2.5-pounder, 3-pounder.
Probably 2.
Yeah. That sounds fun. I wish you luck, sir. Thank you for joining me.
All right. Thanks for having me.
As always, keep it reeled.
Will do.
And moosen up.
Uh-huh.